Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Morning Breath Morning Show. Yes, yes. You know what? I was trying to think of a very creative name for my morning show because I wanted to start doing my morning shows again. And I spoke to a friend of mine, which I thought was going to be my co-host. And he gave me the Morning Breath Morning Show. And I loved it as soon as he said it. Anyway, that was Beyonce, Grown Woman. I love that video. You guys, I know there are a lot of people out there that don't like her, but I absolutely love Beyonce. And you guys really have to watch that video, especially the end of the video. It is so cute. There's a little boy. You know, she has like three kids around her. The one little boy that's over her shoulder, he wants a kiss from Beyonce. And I don't know if Beyonce is so in the zone and she's trying to do her video, but this little boy comes in so close to her face, like, Heifer, you gonna give me a kiss. It is so cute, and you guys really need to see that video. It is so, so cute. Speaking of which, I was just talking about the name of the show, Morning Breath Morning Show. I'm going to try to do it at least once a week. I'm trying to kind of figure out the times that I'm going to do them. The show is only going to be half an hour long, so I do apologize for that. And because this is, I would say, a new show for me under a new name, what I'm going to do, because I am a writer and I'm a publisher, my first book called Paris in London under Lena J. I'm sorry if you guys don't know me. I did introduce myself. I'm your host, Lena J. I do have a book. It's called Paris in London, and it was the book of the year for Diamond Divas Book Club in 2012. I love that honor, and I love my book. I have received so many positive feedbacks about my book. So what I've decided to do, because this is a new show, I'm going to offer you guys a free book for one person. Not everybody that's listening, but for one person, I'm going to offer one book. And if you can tell me who my original host was, then you can get, I'll send the book to you. Free shipping and everything. You can send your answers to ljpublications.inbox.com. That's ljpublications.inbox.com. So I have been doing this show for, I'm not going to say forever. I was going to say forever, so it seems like forever. But when I first started, I did have my original co-host, which he was extremely comical, and I miss him as far as the show. That's all. That's all I can say. But, yeah, if you guys can tell me who my first co-host was, then I'll definitely send you a copy of my book for free, free shipping and all of that. So definitely. Now, I want to get into the call-in. You guys can definitely call in, join the conversation. The number is 347-324-5717. And, yes, the chat room is open. So if you guys want to just pop in and just listen in the chat room, definitely do that. I welcome any and all, definitely. And I want to let you guys know that I am on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm also on Periscope. Periscope is so addictive. It is so addictive. If you guys have never been on Periscope, definitely go there and get on Periscope. It's extremely addictive. But I'm under Periscope, under Lena J, the same as here. Also, I'm under the same on Instagram, Lena J, Ms. Lena J, that's M-D, Lena J. I'm on Facebook under Lena J as well, also under author Lena J. I'm under Twitter under Lena J, yes. I really don't use my Twitter that much, but you guys, if you want to go on and follow me occasionally, I will go on there and, you know, post something inspirational for the day. So you guys can follow me on there if you like, but I'm really not on there that much. So, one thing I really wanted to get into is the presidential, let's call them hopefuls. Okay, let's do that. Now, everyone knows that Donald Trump is running for president. So I don't know how well that's going to go. He's already, you know, burned his bridges with the Latino community, with the very harsh things that he said about building a wall, you know, over there by Mexico so, you know, none of them can come over illegally, which was very heartless for him to say. If you're going to think that way, don't say it out loud. There are some things that you should not say out loud. Just keep them in your brain. I don't think he's going to win. If he does, Lord help us if he does, but I don't think so. Someone else that surprised me when I found out that he was running for president was Waka Flocka. Really? Yeah, he's not getting my vote either. If you guys don't know who Waka Flocka is, definitely look him up. He is a rapper. And him and his wife, Tammy, they were on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, one of my favorite reality shows. You guys need to check that out. They just had a reunion show. Wow. And I'll get into that after the break. But as far as Waka Flocka, I don't think I'm going to vote for him. One of the things that he stated is that he's going to make sure that there is weed in every household, which I don't smoke marijuana, weed, chronic. Some of you guys only know it by a name or two, so that's why I threw out a few names for you. He also stated that anyone with a shoe size that's bigger than, I think he said 13, he's going to make it illegal for them to walk the streets. Are you serious right now? So if someone wears a size 14 shoe, they're not allowed to be out and about? Yikes. Okay, that's what you want to put out there? But he's not going to get my vote. Another person, which everyone noticed at the VMAs recently with the host, Miley Cyrus, something's wrong with that girl, Kanye West also stated that he's going to run for president. Okay, you're not getting my vote either. He's a little too hostile for me, extremely childish, and no, he would not get my vote either. So Kanye, Waka Flocka, and Donald Trump, I hope there's someone else running against you guys, because you guys definitely will not get my vote. I'll promise you that, and you will not. So, I mean, you guys can, you know, let me know how you feel, what you're thinking, you know, what your thoughts are. Definitely come into the chat room. Let me know what you're thinking, how you're feeling. You can also give me a call at 347-324-5717 and give me your input. Let me know what you're thinking. So I'm going to go to a quick break, you guys, and I'll be back in 2 and 2.
Of a drummer you don't hit, and you dance it. So if I look upbeat to you, well, the problem must be. you, not me. Irregular but never irrelevant. Unusual but never uncool. You're not cut from my thoughts, you don't get me, girl, I don't get you. Either a believer of the fact that unique equals love. So if I'm going too fast for you, open your mind and speed up.
If that did not wake you up, I don't know what's going to wake you up. Right now, it is 10:46. If you don't have to go to work, lucky you. But if you do, you got to be there by 11. You got less than 15 minutes to get there. It is September the 2nd. I actually thought that Labor Day was yesterday until my mom said, no, it's next week. Normally, Labor Day is around the 1st of September. So I looked it up, and she was right. Labor Day is September the 7th. Huh, glad she told me that. No, I'm not dumb. I'm not a dumb blonde or whatever you want to call, you know, people that lack knowledge. But, yeah, but I normally thought, you know, that Labor Day is around the 1st of September. But, hey, you learn something new every day. Speaking of something new, I was watching Kelly Michael this morning. And they had this list of things that, you know, everyone should know how to do before they turn 30. I am ashamed to say that some of these things I don't know how to do. And some of these things are just really, really. But let's get through the list. Okay, first and foremost, starting, because I had to actually go by memory. I can't talk this morning. I do apologize. You guys know I can't talk from my previous shows. You know I can't talk. So I had to go by my memory with some of this stuff. I tried to look up the rest of it, but was not able to locate it. So I'm going to try my best. I have 9, and they actually had 10 things. So one of the first things is you should know how to budget, which I know how to budget. I have no problems with that. So before you turn 30, you should know how to budget. That's what the census is saying, that you should know how to budget by the time you're 30, which common sense, yeah, you should know how to budget. Also, you should know how to make a signature drink, which I don't know how to make a signature drink. Honestly, isn't that what a bartender is for? Hello? Anyway, the next thing is you should know how to change a tire. That I don't know how to do. I'm ashamed to say I don't know how to change a tire. But I do know how to call AAA, had them come out and change my tire for me. Shoot. You ain't saying nothing but a word. Let me call AAA. Yeah, I have a fly. Can y'all come change it? But eventually what I'm going to do is I'm going to have someone teach me how to do that, because I think – honestly, I shouldn't know how to change a tire, but I'll get to it eventually. Another thing on the list is how to fix a pipe. Really, though? How to fix a pipe? That's what a plumber is for. Sorry. I'm not going to go inside my walls and try to fix a pipe. Now, if it's a exposed pipe, like under your sink in the bathroom or the kitchen, yeah, sure. I know how to fix that. I know how to do that. But anything extensive where you have to go inside of a wall, you have to put a hole in your wall and try to fix your pipe that way, no, not going to happen. That's why there's plumbers. So I'm going to actually call a plumber and say, hey, I have a problem. Come fix this, please. Another thing on the list is you should know how to assemble an emergency kit. I'm kind of like 50-50 on that. I mean, I know some things that need to go in there, some things I don't know need to go in there, so I should kind of work on that, on the emergency kit thing. So, yeah, I'm a little ashamed that I don't know how to assemble an emergency kit, so definitely have to look into that. Also, how to effectively pack a suitcase. That I'm a pro at. I can pack a suitcase. I can have everything in there except the kitchen sink, because I have everything in my purse except the kitchen sink. So I'm good at that. And the next one is how to cook a meal. I guess how to cook a signature meal, at least one, which I know how to do. I don't like to cook. I've been cooking for the past 15 years. No, not 15. Scratch that. For the past 25 years, I've been cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm tired of cooking. I know how to cook. You know, I know how to cook things from scratch. And I know how to cook a 7-course meal. So that I know how to do. And I was, as you guys know, like I said at the beginning of the list when I was going through it, I was trying to find the other two things because everything else was just from memory. But I couldn't find the list. But I did find a different list. And one of the things that you should know how to do by the time you're 30 is learn how to swim. I don't know how to swim. Yes, don't judge me. Don't do that. Don't judge me. I don't know how to swim. I'm going to eventually get to that. I'm going to have someone teach me how to swim. So eventually, I will know how to swim. But those are the things that you should at least know how to do by the time you're 30. So how to budget, a signature drink, change a tire, fix the pipe, assemble an emergency kit, pack a suitcase, cook a meal, and how to swim. How many of those things can you do? Because I know a majority of those things I know how to do. So the only thing that I'm a little ashamed of, how to change a tire and how to swim. Everything else, hey, I can call somebody on the phone and say, hey, come fix this, or I can have somebody else do that for me, like the drink. I don't need to learn how to make a drink when there's bartenders that know how to do that. Please. And then on top of that, I mean, everybody knows how to do their own little mixture, which you like, buy something from, you know, the state store, liquor store, package store, whatever you want to call it in your area. Just go to one of those places, buy some liquor, buy some juice, mix that stuff together, put some ice in there, and you're good to go. You know, mix it how you like it. So, I mean, as far as that, yeah, I know how to do that. But when you want to get into more details and doing this and doing that, I think there's a drink out there where it's like three different colors. I think it's called a Bob Marley. And, no, I don't know how to do that. That drink, no, I don't know how to do that. But I can go to a bartender and have them do that for me. So I'm not ashamed that I don't know how to do that, but how many of those things do you know how to do? And what I was talking about before the break was Love and Hip Hop reunion show and a spinoff. So, oh, goodness gracious, that reality show is amazing. There are a lot of people that don't like reality shows, and that's fine. You don't have to. You know, there are other things on TV to watch, but I definitely love that show. They're going to have a spinoff show with Stevie J and Jocelyn Hernandez, the Puerto Rican princess. So I'm definitely going to tune into that. It's going to be very interesting. I think it's going to be more juicy, even more juicy than Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So you guys check that out. They'll be in California for that spinoff show. Speaking of reality shows, Chrissy Teigen and her husband, John Legend, they have inspired a reality show about interracial couples. That show should be definitely interesting. I'm going to tune into that. Hopefully, you know, it's going to put a spotlight on them because those two people, they are amazing. They are amazing people. And Chrissy, if you don't know about Chrissy, definitely Google her, follow her on Instagram. This girl is crazy. I would love to go hang out with Chrissy anytime, any day of the week. That girl is so hilarious. She's so fun. She's so crazy. And I just love her to pieces. She has a good heart. You can tell that she has a good heart. And another reality show that I watch every now and again is called Dancing with the Stars. Now, you guys, on Good Morning America, they have announced a new cast, you know, a new set of dancers. Previous show that I watched, it had, what was her name? Gladys Knight on there. And I didn't get a chance to watch the show the way I wanted to, but I'm going to try to watch this one. Because on this one, they have Toni Braxton. Yes, honey, if you don't know about Toni Braxton, get your life, and you just tried it. If you don't know about, well, no, not Toni Braxton, Tamar Braxton. Ah, there I go, saying it wrong. Not Toni Braxton, Toni's her sister, but Tamar Braxton. Tamar Braxton is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. So if you don't know about Tamar, you just tried it, and you need to get your life. Yes, honey. And another person that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars is Chaka Khan. Go ahead, girl. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me And another reality star that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars is Kim Zolciak Berman. I hope I said that middle, her maiden name correctly because I can never say it right. She was on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and then she, you know, did her own little spinoff show with Don't Be Tardy for the wedding, and then they just changed it to Don't Be Tardy. This girl has 6 kids and doing the thing. Go ahead, Kim, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars. Someone else that's going to be on the show is, you guys know about Crocodile Dundee? He died a while ago, you know, he was killed by a stingray. So his daughter, she's going to be on Dancing with the Stars as well. So that's going to be interesting. Another celebrity that's going to be on Dancing with the Stars, I don't know if you guys care about this, but Paula Deen is going to be on there as well. There's going to be a lot of people on this one, and I want to try to see if I can watch it because I think between Kim and Tamar, oh, yes, they are going to give me life watching this show because I could just see Tamar now during practice. She's going to have all types of hissy fits. So it's going to be definitely interesting. But my time is almost up. So I want to thank everyone that came through, popped in, popped out. I really appreciate the love and support from you guys. I will try to do the Morning Breath Morning Show at least once a week. And I will always have the chat room open. The phone lines will definitely be open. Let me touch on that I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Periscope. Guys, please go on Periscope. It's very addictive. Speaking of addiction, there is this game that I play. It is called Criminal Case. That game is so addictive. You have to go from one location to another as a police officer. You have to solve these murders. There was a case where the one guy, he was a pimp, and he looked like Snoop Dogg. I was like, what? And then on top of that, some of the people that you have to interrogate, they just talk to you any old kinds of way. Like, wait a minute, don't make me come through my phone and choke you. So the game is very interesting. It's called Criminal Case. I think you guys will enjoy it. Definitely go and download that game. It is fun. It is very addictive. I haven't been this addicted to a game since Candy Crush. Ooh, yes, I am Candy Crush free. I am in rehab. I don't do Candy Crush anymore. So, but guys, definitely, you know, check out that. And I will hopefully see you guys next week. And you guys have a great day. And just remember, smiling is contagious. So try to go out and infect as many people as you can. All right, guys.
Now watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nay-nay.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me, nay-nay.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Watch me, nay-nay.
Can you do it?
Now watch me.
Bop, 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 bop